Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to Awkward Stage, the podcast.
Hi, welcome. I'm Alina.
I'm Nicole.
We are your hosts. And we
and
are...
And your guides. We're friends.
And we're friends.
With each other. And now you.
Hi, friends. This is the podcast where we invite guests to talk about their most awkward phases of their lives.
Because everyone had one, right?
Everyone.
And if you say you didn't, you're lying.
You're
or maybe
lying.
You're Paris Hilton.
Get out.
Paris Hilton. She must have had one.
She 100% had one. But you know what? That generation didn't have to deal with social media.
Right.
We were able to hide our awkward stage. But this podcast is going to bring the truth to light.
Yeah. But before we do, like, bring on guests and ask them when was your awkward stage and what was the worst thing that happened to you comedically, I think we should talk about ourselves.
Yes.
We got to put ourselves out there.
And you guys have to get to know us. You know, you have to know who is guiding you through this journey and who we really are at the core.
Yeah.
Because looking at us, you probably are like,
oh my God, they never had an awkward stage. They're so cool.
And sleek.
Sleek. They're way too sleek.
They know what they're doing. But it hasn't always been that way. So I'm really excited to hear your story. I've known you for like 5 years. We've been friends for 5 years,
five years, guys.
Wow. Wow. And I really want to know your deepest, darkest, awkward secrets.
And that's exactly what I want to tell you.
Well, good.
I was the most awkward. Like, look.
How?
I was a weird kid.
Okay.
So there was a lot of awkwardness.
Like all throughout your childhood and teenage years?
Yeah, like I was strange, for sure.
Why? What do you mean by that? Like goth strange? Like you stood in a corner and gave
like
people...
I was obsessed with like being Britney Spears.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
I get that.
Just always wearing sequins and and always like wanting to perform and sing. So I was very like...
Theater? Were you a theater kid?
Yeah, but like not good at it.
Oh yeah, okay.
You
like,
know?
Can you give us a sample?
A sample of my
what you sounded
of doing
like.
Theater
of doing Britney.
Okay. So first of all, like I didn't understand what any of the words meant. Like I would say, "Oh, babin, babin."
Okay.
Like how was that? So,
but she does say that a little bit. She does do that. She's like, oh, babe, babe.
Yeah. And just like when you look back at those songs and you like think of yourself as a child singing them, like it's wildly inappropriate.
Yes.
But okay. So I think like I was most awkward in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. So that would be,
I think.
12?
12. Yeah.
12.
12.
Okay.
12 to 13.
Where did you go to school?
I grew up in Massachusetts. So I went to school at Wellesley Public Schools.
Wellesley
Massachusetts Public Schools.
Okay, Wellesley said, that doesn't mean anything to me.
No.
Where
is
that?
It's 30 minutes outside of Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a suburb?
It's a suburb.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like conservative, preppy suburbia.
I'm out.
Yeah, you would hate them.
Yeah, being conservative specifically didn't age well. It's never been great,
it's not aging well.
It's really not great now.
But like polo wearing.
Oh.
Which I think maybe.
Like people are good at math.
Not me.
Adults.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing about super conservative suburbs is everyone's really good at math. That's the thing they don't tell you. No, everyone has normal brains. Like some people are good at math, but like most people like me aren't.
Okay. I can do the math for us for anything if ever we need.
And that's like a German thing.
Right. Yes. Germans are really good at math.
So I'm like, I feel like sixth grade was the most awkward for me because everyone started to try to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And my version of cool was just not going to fit the mold.
Okay.
Like, my version of cool was like, I'm going to wear my dance costumes to school. And I had glasses and I had braces.
Oh, no.
Well, I had bifocals.
Oh, no.
And I had braces. And I was wearing my dance costumes.
Okay, what?
And I was like, why am I not popular?
What did your dance costume look like? Like, what specifically were you wearing?
It would just be, like, certain pieces. Like, I'd wear, like, jeans, but then I'd put, like, my sequin, like, fringe skirt from my dance costume over them.
Oh, I mean, skirts over pants were totally a thing. Like, people were doing it on the red carpet. But I actually, wait, what year is this? Is it, like, early aughts?
This is like so I graduated high school in 2012. Okay. So this is you have to do the math.
Oh no. I spoke too soon. Wait, do you graduate
11, 10, 9, 2006. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So okay, I feel old, a little, but okay.
But like
but it's a difference if people do it on the red carpet on the runway and if you do it in school and suburbia.
Right, and no one was doing that. Yeah. Like, what we were wearing was jean skirts with two polos yes. and, like, belts around yes. our shirts yeah. at our hips.
That was the jam.
Yeah, and UGG boots were, like, starting to be a thing.
Mm-hmm. UGG boots with anything, like summer, winter, skirts, pants.
Yeah, yeah. But it was mostly, like, those kangaroo shoes.
Yes.
Did what you ever they? Know those no. like kangaroo? They were kangaroo sneakers, and they had a little kangaroo on the side. They were all different colors, and you would get the kangaroo shoes to match your polo.
Oh no! I don't. Is that the brand kangaroo?
Yeah, kangaroo.
No, I've never. We didn't have those, or maybe we did, and I wasn't part of that. Okay. I grew up in Germany. For everyone who doesn't know me, which is probably not a lot of you.
Yeah, everyone knows Alina.
That's why I keep saying and we didn't
everyone's
have.
Everyone's heard of Germany.
Have you heard of Germany? It's known for its math and yeah. bread. That's it, nothing else. Okay, so kangaroo shoes matching the polo shirts.
Yeah. But so I would wear that, but then I would, like, accessorize with dance costumes.
Oh, no.
And I would wear ponchos.
Oh, no.
Because I think I saw, like, Lizzie McGuire wearing a poncho.
But ponchos are so, like, old people accessories.
But remember they had them at Limited Too? They had ponchos. It was, like, a thing.
Yeah, but cool kids didn't do it. They didn't fall for it.
No, I was the only one wearing ponchos.
And also, you know what I think what makes your outfit so, let's say, special?
Uh-huh.
Is that you tried to combine all the cool trends and what you thought was cool together in one outfit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't know if we've touched on tights yet.
No. But tights will be a recurring theme today.
But tights were also making their way in.
No.
So my mom would take me to, we would go to New York and she would take me to Penn Station. In Penn Station, there was a tights store.
You went to New York buy tights?
Like, anytime we would go to New York. Because it's like a three-hour drive.
Honey, we got to stop by Penn Station to buy you some new tights.
And I would go there for, like, dance camp and stuff. So anytime we went to New York, which was probably, like, twice a year, we would go to the tights store in Penn Station, and I would stock up on tights for the rest of the year.
Oh, how like, and they how would many, have, like, how many faces pairs on did them. You? Oh, no.
I would, like, 10 pairs of tights.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking around about the tights.
Wow.
Yeah, so then you wear those under the jean skirts with the kangaroo shoes, with the polos, with the sequin belts.
With the braces.
With the braces and the glasses.
Oh.
And I was like, why did all my friends from fifth grade make it into the popular group and I did not?
My
best friend Emily, in fifth grade, she had this friend Abby, who's now one of my bridesmaids. So
yeah,
we've come back.
I met her.
Yeah,
because we went to Vegas.
Wasn't in Vegas.
She wasn't.
No,
I couldn't go to Vegas. I met her at your cooking class.
You have never met her.
I never met her, and I'm so excited to meet her at your wedding.
Anyways, Abby was, like, family friends with Emily, and Emily and I went to the same elementary school.
Yes.
And Abby told Emily that she didn't think she should be friends with me in sixth grade because I was too weird and they were trying to be popular. So then when we got – but Emily didn't make it into the popular group either. She's kind of weird too.
Okay.
Yeah. But Abby did.
But that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But that's like –
But she was like, hey, if you want to make it in middle school, you better ditch that.
No.
Ditch that.
Ditch her. She's going to pull you down. I think so.
Okay,
cool. I think, and imagine you add the level of cyberbullying in today's age.
But then they also all preach, like, be nice. But,
yeah.
Be nice to each other.
Be who you be. Right.
Be authentically you, as long as it fits in with us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I think that was the message back then and now.
Okay. Can we get into my story?
Please, let's do it. Okay, we have a visual now. Wait, I need to know what your hair was like to do it to complete the visual.
So long.
So I can see.
So long. And always in a ballet bun because I was always going to ballet after school.
Okay, I'm glad you took your ballet, all the money that your parents put into your ballet classes and made it into a career.
Yeah, like this whole career is strictly
ballet.
Because of ballet.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a visual. Let's get into the story.
Okay, my story is my first kiss.
Oh, I love a first kiss story.
It was so awkward.
Okay.
So second half of the year in sixth grade, I got a boyfriend. My first boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know. It's hard to imagine.
Yes. What was he like?
He was like spiky hair, polo. So hot.
2006 hot.
You know, like Nikes and cargo shorts.
Yeah.
With a polo.
Oh, yeah.
Spiky hair kind of hot.
Was he popular?
He was popular, but he was like kind of shy.
Okay.
Yeah. So I snagged one sort of on the outskirts. To try to like get me in.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my way in.
Yeah.
Once again, really obsessed with trying to become popular in sixth grade.
Obviously.
So I got this boyfriend. And the only time you would talk to your boyfriends was over AIM chat. Or you would see them at teen centers, which were these like once a month dances that the town would put on.
That's cute.
It was only for sixth graders.
Oh.
And then there were seventh and eighth grade dances, but teen centers were just for sixth graders. Okay. And it was like the social event. Like you would meet up with your friends for like hours before.
And get
You'd
ready.
Be planning your outfits for since the last teen center. This is the only time you ever dance with boys. This is where some people would grind.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only like, grinding was so a thing.
It was back then. Yeah, and it was like really scandalous.
And
like if you're grinding, you are.
Were adults present at these gatherings?
Yeah, my mom was very involved.
Oh, did they get in between the grinding?
No.
Oh.
They just checked tickets and then they stood at the doorway.
Oh, yeah, they were like, we have other problems.
And if your mom, and like if my mom was checking tickets, I'd be like, I would pretend she wasn't my mom. And she'd say hi to my friends. She'd be like, hi, girls. And I'd be like, get your tickets. Let's go. Don't talk to her.
Ignore your mom. To be cool.
Yeah.
You gotta pay the price.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the amount of choices there are out there? Whether you're shopping for cereal or toilet paper, there are so many options. And it's hard to know what's best for you. When it comes to finding skincare products that actually work, it's even more overwhelming.
Yes, I am obsessed with skincare. I always have been. And I recently noticed that I was breaking out more again. And I also noticed a couple of fine lines that I did not love. And I was trying to find something specifically for those skincare needs. And I was completely overwhelmed by the amount of ingredients and products and brands. And so I tried Apostrophe. And what I love is that I only had to send in a picture of my skin and tell them exactly what I wanted. And then a dermatologist puts together a very specific formula just for me. And they sent it to me and I've been using it for a little bit now and I'm seeing results. So I love how easy it is to get something that I know works and that's prescription strength without having to try a million products.
And finding skincare products that actually work for you is complicated. And that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne.
At Apostrophe, an expert dermatology team will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin.
Simply fill out Apostrophe's online consultation about your skin goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies and a board-certified dermatologist will create your first customized treatment plan.
Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne and even chestknee, backknee, and buttknee. They treat breakouts from head to toe.
So we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit with Apostrophe provider for only $5 at apostrophe.com/awkward. And when you use our code AWKWARD, which is AWKWARD, and that's saving $15, and the code is only available to our listeners.
To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/awkward and click begin visit. Then use our code AWKWARD at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you. So anyways, like, it was a whole thing that, like, if you were going to kiss your boyfriend, it was going to happen at the teen center.
Okay.
So I was wearing my mini skirt with my shorts under it, obviously. Yes. My sneakers and
But wait, did the shorts come out of the skirt or were they just, like, a safety thing?
No, they were just a safety thing. Brand new Abercrombie Kids shirt.
Wow.
And it was low cut.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, you were really going for it.
Yeah.
You had a plan.
With two tank tops underneath. So I'm like starting, it's like the start of the teen center and like the girls come over to me, like Abby and Katie, like the popular ones.
Oh.
And they're like, the boyfriend's name was Ryan. And like,
of course.
You're exposed now, Ryan. That's your.
Here we go, Ryan.
That's his real name. They come over to me and they're like, hey, Ryan, really wants to kiss you.
Oh my God. Wait, he told them?
No, he told the boys to tell the girls to tell me. They were like, Ryan wants to kiss you after the next slow song.
Like there was a date and a time.
Yeah, they were like, do you want to kiss him? And I was like, yeah.
Were you nervous?
Yeah. But I was like, yeah. I'm going to freaking kiss him. I am a slut. So they go back over to the boys and they say, yeah, Nicole really wants to kiss Ryan. So we get to the slow song. It's a Pussycat Dolls song. I think Stick With You.
Oh, yeah.
By the Pussycat Dolls.
They had some good songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not stick together, but.
Oh, no.
So it's time for our slow dance. And like, you know.
Yeah.
Zombie not arms. Touching. And the song ends.
And so you have to dance for like 3.5 minutes.
You dance for 3.5 minutes knowing at the end of the dance you have to
the tension.
This person, this boy.
How did the tension not kill you? Did you look in each other's eyes or just like...
No, you don't look in each other's eyes. You look directly to the side.
Did you worry about what your lips, if they were like too wet or too dry or something like that?
I think like... I was more just worried about like
the technique
when you close your eyes. Like that that was the biggest stressor for me going into my first kiss was like will I appropriately close my eyes?
Yeah. And that's fair.
And I guess I should have been more worried about the actual mechanics of kissing, but I was only worried about the closing of the eyes.
You were really confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really confident in the kissing because I...
You had practice on your posters.
I kiss my dog all the time.
I don't know how to kiss.
So the song is like ending.
Uh-huh.
And finally we look at each other.
Yeah.
And there's a beat and no one does anything.
Oh, God.
And then all of a sudden... He leans in as I'm leaning away.
Oh, no.
So he leans in and I lean away.
Oh, no.
And then he leans away. And then I lean in.
Oh.
And then he runs.
No.
He runs back to his friends. He runs away.
Nicole.
And I'm standing in the middle of the dance floor, never been kissed.
Fuck. That's not good.
And then the girls come up to me and they're like, why didn't you kiss him back? You said you were going to kiss him back. He's like really upset.
No.
And I was like, I wanted to kiss him. I tried to kiss him, but I didn't know he was kissing me.
They were blaming the girl.
Yeah, they were like, how could you not kiss him back?
Those were not good friends.
Well, they weren't. Those were the popular girls. Oh, this right. was the people I wanted to be friends
they
with.
They were shit people, and yeah. you tried to impress them.
Yeah, and now she's my bridesmaid that you've never met.
But I will.
But you will. So I'm like, okay, I will kiss him next time.
Yeah.
I will kiss him next time mm-hmm. on the next
another slow song. Another 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Of another agony. Pussycat doll song. So the next song comes on. Nearing the end of the next song.
Oh God. I can't stand
He's
the tension.
He's staring at me again. As if I'm supposed to do something.
He has to lean in first.
He has to lean in first. That's what the magazine says.
Yes.
So he leans in.
Uh-huh.
Finally, I lean in.
Oh.
And I kiss the top of his, like the top of his lip. Like, no. like between the nose and the lips. No. And then we run away.
Oh, no.
And we run away. And everyone's like, oh my God, Nicole kissed Ryan. Oh my God, Nicole kissed Ryan. Oh my God, Ryan and Nicole kiss. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I didn't talk to him again until the next teen center.
Oh my God.
We dated for like 6 months. We dated for 6 months. Wha- yeah.
No, does anyone know that you technically didn't kiss his lips, but just one part
I
of his
think
lip?
Him. Probably him.
Okay, that's good. He knows.
Was that awkward
did
enough?
You, that's really awkward. That's terrible. Did you ever kiss again?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you kissed on the lips.
And then we used to just like peck and peck and peck.
Did you use your tongue then when you kissed?
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
No, just on the lips.
And like space for Jesus between the bodies too. It was just peck.
But did you feel terrible that you kissed him wrong? Like, did you think you're like a broken woman?
Honestly, I thought I was awesome. Like, I was like, it wasn't perfect, but I'm awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I kissed
That's good.
Boys.
Yeah. That's how you got your confidence.
I got my confidence from kissing boys.
Yeah.
Thank you, men. Thank you, men.
Thank you, men, for all you do for
everything
us
I've become.
Women. I was finally
complete. We
need complete.
You so bad. We're lost without you.
Okay, that's really awkward. That's very awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I have to give advice to myself.
Oh, yes, exactly. This is the question, the most important question of
yeah.
all. If you, Nicole, now could go back to your teenage self, to
right.
your 12-year-old self,
right.
to your awkward self,
mm-hmm.
and give one piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say
mm-hmm.
stop trying to be popular because it doesn't matter, and don't kiss your boyfriend in front of the parent volunteers because I can't imagine how weird that is for them.
They were like, should we do something?
Make
they
it
don't
stop.
Know what they're doing. Are they going to be, do
I
we have a teenage
then,
pregnancy?
Then, like, when my mom would pick me up, like, mm-hmm. months after that, we would, like, peck before I got in the car.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And everybody would be like, oh, my God, they did it again. Oh, my God, they did it again.
That's
me.
That's great.
That's my childhood.
Yeah.
Moving
wow,
on
thank
to,
you for that.
You're welcome.
That's great.
Moving on to Alina.
Yes.
When was your awkward stage?
Well, I grew up in Germany, as you know by now, mm-hmm. In a small town called Übach-Palenberg.
Übach-Palenberg.
That's bad.
How'd I do?
You can try again.
Übach-Palenberg.
Palenberg. Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good. Small town, small high school. And actually, my best friend from Germany that I grew up with, that I've known since I was 10, is in town right now. She's visiting me. And we were talking about this the other day. Like, what do you think? Like, because there have been many awkward
mm-hmm.
phases, you know? But we landed on 13. 13
okay.
was like...
Classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think it's when I was really experimenting with fashion mm-hmm. and, like, styling.
Right.
To achieve the ultimate goal of finally being sexy.
Like sexy according to like Teen Magazine.
Yes. Exactly. So the year is 1998.
Okay.
And it's like Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, but they had like hot girls in their music videos. And like, it's all just like hot girls with low rise jeans and belly button piercings. Oh, yeah. And like, they were always like sweaty in the music videos. And,
yeah, like, why was that a thing that everyone was always just wet?
Just wet.
Like the Christina Aguilera videos.
Yes.
Like, why was everyone wet?
Or Britney
wet in the 90s?
The 90s were really wet. So I got the message, you mm-hmm. know, like if I want to be a good woman, part of the patriarchal society, I have to be sexy.
Was it all American pop stars?
Mostly, yeah. We had some German, like, pop stars that were basically just trying to do the same thing, but in German. But same look. Okay. Like, it's either the, like, punk rock Avril Lavigne type, but they were still sexy, you know? They were still, like, bellies out.
They still had belly button piercings. Would wear like skulls.
Yeah. And they were all like skinny and yeah. But I at 13 was not like some of the girls in my class, they already had like boobs. Mm-hmm. And I had no boobs. Boobs had not developed yet. They did not come in until way later.
Uh-huh.
And I was as tall as I am now.
At 13?
Yeah, I was like, grew up really, like, I got tall real fast, and then I just kind of stayed the same. And I was really skinny,
mm-hmm.
like half of what I am now or even less.
Because you're too tall.
Right.
Like, a 13-year-old can't possibly fill out.
So, and I had really long hair with, like, no structure in it, just, like, long.
Okay.
So I just was like really long, pale, just a line walking around in the world, right? Just like one skinny line walking around the world. And now I'm like on this mission to be sexy.
Oh, no.
Yes. Because, okay, so there was this guy that I had a huge crush on, like all throughout high school, middle school, and even beyond high school. He was like my crush.
What was his name?
His name was Johannes, and
that was
Johannes.
That's hot.
Johannes. Like, you know, as you know, I do a lot of, like, TikToks and videos about my –
with Kyle.
From my time. Right. Yeah. I call him Kyle.
But it was Johannes.
It was Johannes.
Okay.
But when I was an exchange student in Pennsylvania, there mm-hmm. was a guy named Kyle, and I really liked him.
Oh,
so I just,
okay.
like, took the American name, but – the real guy was Johannes.
So what was Johannes' vibe? Like, what did he wear? What did he look like?
He was tall, mm-hmm. and he had blonde hair that was, like, long, and it was always, like, in his face a little bit, you know? And he was just wearing, like...
And I'm sure underneath it was just, like, all grease.
It was so dirty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect.
They never washed their hair.
No, 13-year-olds don't wash themselves.
No. They just smell bad.
Yeah, which is so hot. Yeah,
it's so hot when you smell their 13-year-old sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Is this appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to take that sound bite.
I want to smell a 13-year-old salt sweat.
Oh, you just gave me another one. I'll put those two together.
Okay. So he had really big hands, and I really loved his hands.
That's so specific.
I have like a thing for like nice looking man hands.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Still?
Mm-hmm. Like I will notice immediately if they have like weird little thumbs or something.
I wonder like what that is like from an evolutionary standpoint.
I mean, I think it's wrong.
If your ancestors like were like working with their hands and like needed to find men with good working
hands.
Yeah.
They can like smash rocks and like provide for you.
Yeah. I'd like to trace that back. Yeah. Sometime.
Maybe we can invite a therapist into the show at some point.
Yeah. And be like, what's the deal with the hands?
Unpack. Yeah. I've been drinking protein shakes for years, but finally found a delicious way to get my protein in before and after my workouts.
which was Magic Spoon cereal. The variety pack has four flavors. It's cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter.
Fruity is my favorite. And this pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs.
And only 140 calories a serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb.
I feel like I discovered something by mixing the cocoa with the peanut butter flavors, and it's really, really good.
Ooh, I have to try that. Go to magicspoon.com/awkward to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code AWKWARD, that's AWKWARD, to check out to save $5 off your order.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund you your money, no questions asked, which is whoa.
Which is whoa. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/awkward and use the code AWKWARD to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you. So he had really nice hands. He was tall. He was blonde. He was always wearing like big sweaters, you know, like hoodies.
Yeah.
And
with, like, just the, like wide basketballs on the front.
Yeah. Or
was that the thing?
Probably some type of soccer team. Mm-hmm. Like Germany's really big was soccer. And he would always like joke around, you know, and he would like make fun of me, and I really liked it.
Ooh, he would neg you?
Yeah.
Yeah, girls love that.
I loved it.
Okay. So let's get into the story
yes,
a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. So all of that combined leads us to there was two guys in my grade were planning, so this is like seventh grade probably. Mm-hmm. They were planning a party, like a house at their house. And I have to let you know, like, in Germany, we start drinking sooner than teens here. The official drinking age is 16 like beer and wine and stuff. But, like, really, they don't care. They sell you anything. And so when you're 13, 14, you already have alcohol at the parties.
At 13?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because I guess if it's legal at 16, right, then the 13-year-olds want to be like the 16-year-olds.
Yes. And like they start smoking early. But you know what? When you're 18 and you're allowed to drive, because you're only allowed to drive when you're 18 in Germany, you kind of like got it out of your system a little bit, you know? Like you know your limits a little bit better. And so I think like it should be this way here too. It shouldn't be like you can drive first and then you can drink when you're 21, a full-blown adult. I really don't like that, America. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So you think that kids should learn how to drink first before they drive so that they're better at drinking and driving?
I think then it's like less glamorous. It's like, sure, drink alcohol. And then they're immediately like, oh, I don't like being drunk.
Okay.
Or I don't like being hungover. Or like.
Okay. So
up.
You think that learning how to drive and starting to experiment with alcohol at the same time is a bad combo.
Bad combo.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think there's arguments for both.
What? I definitely think if we take the driving out of the equation, I think 21 is way too late to let people drink.
I think 18, right?
It's 18 is good.
Because you're sending, like, people are going to college.
Yeah.
And they're leaving the house. And
they're just let them do whatever the fuck they want.
Either that or make them kids until they're 21. I could have used some supervision until I was 21. I could have used supervision until I was like 26.
But what kind of supervision? Like, your parents are broken, you know? You just don't know that when you're a child.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then we should be a product of society raising us. Okay. We're
society raising us.
Like a commute, like a little community of people where it's like more than two adults.
Alina's joining a cult. Anyways.
Okay, we're getting back to the story. So there was a party happening.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was going. And it was the same thing, like, oh, this guy, his name was Christoph, and his parents were out of town. So, and he was like, they were like kind of rich and they had a big house. So typical scenario, perfect setup for a party. And so in my mind, I was like, gonna put a real sexy outfit together and then, you know, maybe try some, because I hadn't drank any alcohol at that point. I was like, me and Sabrina were really like, my best friend, were really like, good kids. We wanted to be like good kids.
Lame.
I know.
No, I was a good kid too.
Yeah.
According to your standards.
I didn't drink. So anyways, in my head, I was like, I'm going to put a really sexy outfit together. I'm going to finally be sexy. And then I'm going to talk to Johannes. And then we're going to make out. Because I hadn't kissed anyone or made out or anything.
Oh, my God.
I was a really late bloomer. And so I was watching this show called Bravo TV, and it was basically like a lifestyle show for teens. They did like fashion stuff and pop stars, and they also gave like sex advice and like gave.
So it's like a magazine and a show.
Yes, it's like a magazine, and then they had a show corresponding to like the magazine.
Okay.
And they always did this like these DIY fashion things. So in this episode that I saw.
Do not tell me you took a pair of scissors to a t-shirt.
No, no, I took a pair of scissors to a pair of tights.
Okay.
Because in this episode, they took like black tights, like see-through, and they cut out a hole at like the crotch, and they cut off the feet, and then it's a top. You can put your head through.
Wait.
So if you take...
And then the waistband is around your waist.
Like right, it's like right under your boobs. So it's like a little.
Oh.
It's like, I mean, boobs, you know,
you know
I didn't have
any. I actually think that I did something similar to that.
Yeah.
But I didn't cut a head hole. It would just become, it would become a sweater.
Oh, like a sleeve.
It'd become a sweater.
Yeah. But you have to, but where does your head go?
No, no, no. So like the crotch is at your the back of your neck.
Oh, I see.
And then it's a sweater you wear over your tank top.
Oh, that's cute.
So
we should try that again. We should we should go to Penn Station. Let's, we should get some
tights. I think
tights.
The tight store is actually can't somebody confirm this, but I think the tight store is still there.
Can someone please confirm the tight store in Penn Station?
And I think they haven't updated the tights.
Okay, great.
They're still the same.
So in my version, I cut a hole for my head, and then it's this really like tight, and like it's really tight, and like see through, and it goes like, it's like right under your boobs that are existent, and I thought it looked so hot.
So what goes under it?
Just like a sports bra or something.
Okay.
But yeah, and then I did that. Prepared that for the party.
That's crazy.
And I felt, Nicole, I felt like I was Christina Aguilera.
Well, you were.
I thought I was so hot. And then I had braces.
What did you wear on the bottom, though?
Really low-rise jeans.
So you were just...
So just like half my torso was just out.
Wow, you my, were like... Christina Aguilera.
And my mom let me leave the house like that. Probably because she saw how like not sexy it was. She was like, I have nothing to worry about. There's really low-rise jeans. And
that's a good mom to be like, just...
Yeah, just do your thing.
Just go experiment
with
that.
I have to let her learn her lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to let kids make their own mistakes.
She didn't shame you for it.
No.
She's just like, okay.
All right.
This is the stage we're at.
Have fun, honey. And she would always be like, you can call me at any time. I will always come pick you up.
Yeah.
And she would always say, like, because she was a single mom raising us, she was always like, if you... want to try to smoke a cigarette, just tell me and I will buy you a pack. I don't want you to do it behind my back. And I never did.
Okay, well, now your mom's buying you cigarettes.
So she wanted me
to... No, that's good reverse psychology. Like,
right?
Hey,
I was like,
I'll buy you cigarettes whenever you want.
Yeah.
You won't.
I was like, okay.
And then you won't.
It's not glamorous. I don't care about it. So anyways, I had braces. I was wearing this tight thing. Outfit,
yeah,
low-rise jeans.
Wow.
I think I had like two strands of hair out with like gel, hair gel.
Yes, gelled down.
And then the rest was like behind my ear. And I just looked like really long
and
skinny.
And Sabrina, your friend, that's her name, right?
Yes.
She's just like, you look awesome.
Yes.
She was like, you are amazing.
You look so hot. Johannes is going to see you and fall in love with you.
And so what happened?
In my mind, I was walking in like slow motion.
Right.
And then we went and we kind of always had a little bit of trouble like being cool, you know, and so we were just like kind of really loud and making jokes, and everyone was drinking and getting drunk, and we were not really getting drunk. But then I saw Johannes and I was like, this is my chance. And so he was walking from like the living room to the kitchen,
okay,
and I kind of like ran into the doorway, And I put my hand, I like kind of put my hand up and I was like, hey. And then I didn't know what to say. So I said, I'm wearing tights.
Oh.
And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, what? And then listen to this. He pointed at me and he said, where are your boobs?
He said, where are your boobs?
He said it really loud and he laughed. Like it was like, I think he was also in love with me, but he didn't know what to say. So he became mean.
13 though?
Yeah, he was like, where are your boobs? And then
that's devastating.
That was our interaction was, hey, I'm wearing tights. What? Where are your boobs?
I'm trying to imagine just like a bunch of 13-year-olds drunk. Like,
yeah. Some of us were 14
already. It's
something
I really
yeah.
can't imagine.
And it was like, usually nobody got that drunk. I think things got out of hand.
Right. You like pretended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was really drunk. And then I my other friend who was also really awkward was making out with a guy and I was like, why is it happening for everyone? And like,
I'm
not
gonna make
me.
You a t-shirt that says, hey, where are your boobs? Wait, maybe it was like a real like anatomy question. He's like, hey, I'm new to this. I haven't been around for a long time. Would you mind just I know you mentioned you're wearing tights. Would you mind just pointing me to where your boobs
where
are?
Where are your boobs?
Because now I'm confused because tights go on legs.
Because it was so yeah. tight, it was just like a little boop, you know? Yeah. It was like I wasn't wearing a bra or anything because there was nothing to wrap up in a bra. It was just like boop. Like it was the worst
so
I could have done for
did
myself.
Did you guys fall in love after that? Or
no,
was that the end of
because
it?
Because then I called my mom to pick Sabrina and I up. And then
oh,
my
you
mom.
Called your
yes.
mom.
And my mom picked me up and then she saw how drunk everyone was and we went home and she called everyone's parents.
So not only
uh-huh.
were you embarrassed,
yeah.
but your mom was the one to call everyone's
yes.
parents.
And then the next day everyone hated me. Because I broke up the party and I was like the party pooper.
That happened. There was another girl named Nicole growing up
uh-huh.
and she would have a lot of parties. And sometimes the moms would get us confused.
Oh.
And like I would have parents calling my mom screaming at her because their kid got drunk at her house.
Oh,
and she was
no.
like, my daughter is like, we're not even in town. Like I did not have my daughter did not have a party. And they're like, you don't even know what's going on under your own roof.
That's bad.
Yeah.
They looked the wrong number up and like,
yeah,
the,
they're like
the sheet of paper that everyone had.
Book.
Yeah. Or that. Oh, okay. Well, that was my awkward
thank you so much for sharing
story.
If you had advice for yourself
yes.
at that age, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Embrace your weirdness.
Okay.
Like, don't try to then just embrace whatever makes you weird and fuck Johannes. Fuck the guys.
Fuck Johannes.
Fuck trying to like impress the boys.
Yeah.
But
and
we
if
didn't
you
know
ever
better.
Run into Johannes,
mm-hmm.
you guys,
mm.
regardless of the Johannes, mm. let him know.
And ask him if he's single.
All right, Alina, okay. I'm really excited to get some guests
Me
on
too.
Here.
Me too.
And to hear other people's stories.
Yes, so excited. And, oh, you guys, we want to hear your stories as well. Please, if you have a funny story from your awkward stage or, I mean, anything to say about your
yeah.
awkward stage, please email, please
DM us.
Please DM us on Instagram.
At Awkward Stage Pod.
Yes. Follow us, DM us, and we might read your story on the podcast.
Yeah. Also, you can follow me at Nikki Dubes.
And at Alina Bach. And we'll talk to you
soon.
Bye.